looking for yield in all the wrong places. Yield is what you earn on the money you invest. Investors can get into trouble when they seek yield without looking at the whole investment. If you earn 7% interest on a bond, but its price drops 11%, what did you really make for the year? That isn't a trick question. It is very important to keep in mind that a fixed income security's price can be affected by both global and issuer-specific factors after it has been sold to the public. Global factors would include changes in prevailing interest rates, as well as the overall economic climate. And issuer-specific factors would include changes in financial strength, changes in the amount of debt outstanding, the likelihood that the issuer will redeem the security early, the time left to maturity date, and the possibility of a merger or acquisition involving the issuer. Buying a 30-year bond when prevailing interest rates are low is an example of not looking at the whole investment and is probably not the best move for an individual investor. Yes, a 30-year bond will pay more than a short-term alternative, but with rates likely to go up, you've just trapped yourself. The bond's value is very likely to go down substantially when rates start going up. The investor would make a horrendous loss if he tried to move from the long-term bond into something with a higher rate, after rates have already moved up. The allure of high-yield bonds, also called junk bonds, can cause investors to overlook their risks. Yes, these bonds usually pay a higher yield than other bonds, but there is a reason for that. There's more risk of default. When a bond defaults, that means that the issuers have stopped paying their semi-annual interest payments to bondholders and/or the bond becomes worthless. What good is a 9% yield on a junk bond if you never get all of your original investment back? The bottom line is that we should weigh the interest to be earned against the potential loss of investment value.